Can I help you?
Is this Nathaniel?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you had me on hold. This is Kelly with United Consumer.
Oh, I had no idea that it left you on hold. I thought it would have hung up on you.
No, it actually put me on hold.
That, I don't use the, it's very strange. Would you believe I don't even own a cell phone? And I'm 42, 43?
Right.
Freaks people out. You don't have a cell phone? I had a cell phone in 1990. I've got over it.
Oh, anyway, boy.
I don't talk to very many people, so I don't know. They've added all kinds of bells and whistles to my phone. I don't know how to operate half of them.
That's all right.
Which makes me feel really bad because I'm a computer tech. Anyway, I just got off the phone with the first rep. He's buzzing me in again now, so I'm going to have to switch the phone on you again. You mind being on hold some more?
No, that's okay.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, is this Nathan?
Yep.
Sorry, I was just on the phone with another customer.
That's fine.
A couple questions. This is Mariah.
Hey, Mariah. I had a question to do with the warranty.
Okay, let me explain it to you. Kirby has a lifetime warranty rebuild. What that means, anything happens within the first 3 years, I replace it for free unless you suck up water. It's not a shout back. It's common sense.
Gotcha.
Kirby's last 30, 40 years, and most people upgrade them because Kirby's don't break. So, I mean, say you want a new Kirby 30, 40 years down the road from now, I'm sitting and having to go and spend $2,700 or $2,600. Well, for you, you got a good cost, but most people, instead of having to rebuy a new one, you can get a brand new one for $175. Like, you can get your brand new head to toe for $175. It's cheaper than going to have to Walmart and getting a new vacuum cleaner in 45 years from now.
So it doesn't have a lifetime warranty?
They have a lifetime warranty rebuild program. Yep.
Okay, that's not how it was described to me, though.
Oh, I apologize.
That's a huge difference to me.
Oh, so Kirby will outlast you, not trying to say anything, not trying to say you're not going to live forever, but the Kirby will outlast you. It's just when you go to pass it on to somebody, by that time they may want to have it rebuilt and have a brand new one, depending if you take care of it or not, which I guarantee you will. Most people don't trash their Kirbys.
Well, I'm just saying, if 4 years from now, and the very improbable happens, and it breaks, that's another $175 I have to pay. Correct?
Sir, not to be rude, but I've been doing this 7 years, and I haven't had to rebuild one.
Well, I know, but still.
Pretty bad people.
But that's my concern.
I was going to say, what we do is, I've replaced transmissions, the tech drives in the back, wheels, that stuff doesn't cost barely anything to fix, and I fix that. Unless you throw your Kirby off a two-story roof and watch it bounce and roll down a hill, it's about the only time you're probably going to have to do something to it, which falls under stupidity, not common sense.
Right. Well, I understand your confidence in your product, and that's
not
at all surprising.
They've been around 100 years and they're American made. They're known to be number one for reliability and durability.
But it's still, I suppose it's the point of the matter. I mean,
my windows. I mean, if I would know, it was explained different. He just started at this.
Well, I mean, like my house windows. I just got new windows on my house. They have a lifetime guarantee, lifetime warranty on them. Unless somebody throws a baseball through them, anything goes wrong. If the gas leaks out from the middle, if they have a problem with the plastics cracking, whatever goes wrong with them, anytime in my lifetime, if something goes wrong with those windows, they replace them for free. And I know that. And if when I sell this house, the person that buys it gets a 25-year limited warranty. And that's basically the sort of thing that was described to me when I got this, is that it's lifetime free repair, and then if I, as you said, pass it on to somebody else or whatever, so I don't know what the terms are on it, then that person would have to pay the $175 for the rebuild. That's what I thought that this was. That's how it was described.
Pass it on to one person. They cannot pass it on again. It's only one time pass on.
Yep, that's how my windows work also. It's the next owner gets a 25-year limited warranty. But anyway,
I apologize if you were misled. I really don't try to do that. I mean, I've been in business 7 years. I guess I should have described that to you on the phone. I do apologize.
Well, it doesn't sound like Elvis was not aware of that either.
Oh.
I just talked to him about it, and we went through that, and he says, that's not how I thought it worked either. That's what I told you.
Did Devin train you in the office? Yeah. Oh, looks like if he was mistrained, then I apologize. Okay, I didn't mean to chew your butt, Elvis. Sorry, I didn't realize you were trained wrong. Well, looks like I have to talk to the person in training because I can't have all customers being this leg because that doesn't lead for good business, so. Well, I'm glad, I'm sorry it happened to you, but I'm glad I found out right away. I mean, I didn't know that's what they were telling people. Yeah.
This was a big bullet point for me.
Tell people what they've been told and taught. I understand.
Yep.
That.
Yep. And I'm not going to hold that against anybody personally on this, but that was a major point for why I walked in.
Yeah, I understand that. And I, like I said, I apologize. I wasn't aware that's how it was being described by in any way, shape, or form.
I
said, you won't have a problem. I mean, they last. Just don't be throwing them off ropes and watching them bounce.
No, well, I hate to say this, but I cannot get this under those terms. I would not have bought the vacuum cleaner if it did not have a lifetime warranty. It's just that simple.
Okay, when did you purchase your Kirby?
Sunday.
When was it?
Sunday. And I was expecting to talk with Elvis yesterday or Monday about this, and he didn't show up. And then I take a look at the fine print, and I can't read the third copy. It was too faint. I flipped to the front. It's like, you got to decide by the 25th whether you want to keep this. I was like, oh, that's today. And that's why I'm freaking out.
Okay, so you don't...
I don't have any time to think about this decision.
Gonna outlast you.
Well, that's I understand that's what you believe, but I'm not that optimist. I don't have the history with the product that you do. I don't have any reason to have that level of faith in it that I'm just going to ignore the fact that it has no warrant or has less warranty on it than I thought I did. I've actually been burned by this sort of thing before, where people told me, if you have a problem with this, you come to me, I'll fix it. And then I had a problem, and they were like, get lost. Now, I understand that you're...
They don't do business like that. I mean, that's why people...
I get that.
Kirby but and get Kirby is because they're known to last and their durability in the performance that they have.
I understand all of that, but I need the warranty. That's what it all comes down to. That's most of what I bought there was the lifetime warranty. And it doesn't look like I'm getting it.
Vacuum cleaner that has that warranty. There's not one vacuum cleaner on the market that has a warranty like ours. There's no vacuum cleaner with a lifetime warranty, let alone a 3-year warranty.
I thought that yours did. That's what I was told. That's why I bought it. That is why I bought your vacuum cleaner.
Okay. Well, like I said, ours has that 3-year, and then the rest of it, you know, it's covered, it'll outlast you. Any other vacuum cleaner, they're going to be plastic, they break, and then you have to keep buying them, but they don't have the suction.
Yeah, but I can get a decent vacuum cleaner for $175, I could do that every 3 years pretty easily. And if I'm having an issue with the Kirby breaking down, it would cost me the same amount of money. So, you see, I figured I'm going to pay this big money up front and get a good quality thing that lasts a long time. I like to do that. I like to buy quality stuff that is going to last a long time and I don't have to worry about it. And so I put down the big money ahead of time. And it's a gamble. I mean, I could be putting down a large amount of money for something that I could have spent a lot less and still got as much use out of it as I needed to. Or it could be the other way. I could put down a good chunk of money and could have problem after problem after problem, and it comes through in spades. Pays for itself easily.
Go to Consumer Reports, go to Google, go to anything, and you'll realize that Kirby's don't break down. They don't have problems. That's why people invest in them.
I've had bad luck with stuff
before. You're
saying
$175 every 3 years, but you're not going to have to do that any other way. You will have to. With a Kirby, you won't.
Well, that's just the odds, though, and I've had bad luck in the past, so I have to have that warranty. I feel that it is a requirement. And are you going to put down, you know, can I get a written warranty from you personally on this? Since you're so confident in your product, are you willing to write me down a lifetime warranty from you?
I can write down a warranty, but it'll have conditions like as in stupidity, as in dropping it down, running it over.
I understand that.
Like common sense like that, no, I'm not going to cover that. Like it's easy to tell. Like somebody went and put it in the hose in water and sucked it up. It's not a shop vac. I didn't warranty. I mean, they put it in a bathtub full of water. Like, first water and electricity, I'm not a shop vac.
I get that.
But not in the first place.
Even then, the problem that I run into there is, trying to come up with a good example. If I bought my car from a used car dealer, and he offers me some kind of a warranty on it, and then I have a problem later, and I come back and he's no longer in business, I'm out of luck.
I've been here 7 years and I'm 26. I'm not going anywhere, so.
I'm not comfortable with that. I don't know. I don't know how else I can explain this to you. I bought a lifetime warranty vacuum, and I did not get one. And I don't see how that this can be fixed at this point. And I'm down to the wire on this. I have to make my decision. Something has to be done today. I've ran out of time. I only have 3 days, and I didn't get an opportunity to talk with anybody until today. So
I wish there was something else I could tell you besides the fact of Kirby will outlast you and they don't break. I mean, that's not even just me believing the product. That's just what Kirby is known for. I mean, they've been around 100 years. They're made in Cleveland, Ohio. They're not plastic. They have a two-fan system motor, so the front fan pulls the dust and dirt to the bag, and the side fan pulls the motor up so the motors don't burn out like every other typical vacuum.
Yeah, I understand. They do appear to be very good quality, but I've just had bad luck. And for me,
about Kirby is getting a good product and having a good name behind it actually will bring you good luck because they don't break.
Well, that's why I wanted the warranty with the Kirby name on it, and I don't have it. If this was such a good product, if this was not going to break in my lifetime, why wouldn't they offer a lifetime warranty? Let me ask you that.
I don't know.
Statistically speaking, somebody up there must have said, it is smarter for us to do it this way than to do it the lifetime warranty way. In the long term, this will save Kirby money. Somebody had to have made that decision.
I think they do it because when they pass it on, the purchaser, if they don't put the extended warranty in somebody else's name, then they can't get the warranty. That's probably why they did it, so they could offer it to be an extended warranty to somebody else when they pass it on.
Well, you could always add that term to it, but they specifically don't have a lifetime warranty on it, so there must be somebody there that doesn't think that it's a good idea to have a lifetime warranty on it, is what I'm saying.
All I know is Kirby's been around and people believe in it and stand behind their product this long. That's why people buy them and spend $2,600 every day on them, because they know they're going to last them forever.
Well, I'm not the person to believe in other people's good luck, I suppose. You could look at it that way. I tend to take the pessimistic viewpoint. If something can go wrong, it will go wrong. And knowing my luck, if I get this, doesn't have the lifetime warranty, 4 years from now, it's going to break. 8 years from now, it's going to break again. That's just how I expect my luck to roll.
Well, that's not good. You can't look at life in a negative way.
Oh, well, I've had my share of that, though, in the past. Unfortunately, it's my track record.
Well, if you don't think positive, you're never going to have a positive outlook.
Thinking positive has nothing to do with what you get for results.
Well, if you think negative, you only get negative results.
No, I don't think that's true either.
Okay, well, would you like Elvis to pick the Kirby up then, and then you can continue to use the Orc, or what would you like me to do?
Unless we can get a lifetime warranty from Kirby, and it doesn't look like that's possible, I think we're going to have to do that. I feel bad about this because, in some respects, I feel that I've wasted your time. I also feel that I've had my time a bit wasted, but that's probably the best thing to do at this point.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Nathan. Hello?
Yeah, how's it going?
Been better.
Alrighty, what's going on?
I'm sorry, you just gotta understand. I thought this had a lifetime warranty on it, and that was essential to my purchase.
That's all right. No problem. I'll be in town later tonight at around 12:30. I can pick it up either tonight at that time or tomorrow morning, sometime around 11.
Well, I suppose we'll go with it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
According to the yellow sheet here, I've got a have something postmarked to see, it didn't go all the way through all the carbons. Although the Ollendorf Enterprises at 100 East Bremer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I suppose I will run down to the post office and stick it in there just so that it's got a proper date stamp on it.
Okay, say it again. The yellow sheet?
Yeah. At the bottom of it, it says, notice of cancellation, you may cancel without penalty or obligation within 3 business days from the above date. That's why I've had, was freaked out that you weren't getting a hold of me, is because I was looking at this and going, oh, wait a minute, not later than midnight, 9:25, that's today. So I had to get this problem either...
It's 3 business days.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so that's today.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And there for a minute, I thought I had another day, but then I look at this, I was like, no, 9:25, that's today. So...
Okay, no problem.
Sorry about that, man.
Right.
I like the vacuum. It's a good machine, but I just... It has to have a lifetime warranty. That's what it comes down to. Otherwise, I'm just going to get something cheap and replace it every few years.
Okay. Whatever works for you, man. Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Thanks.
No problem. It's all right.